What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, Dom Giordano show. She'll be back with us again. Part of Mount Rushmore. Trouble. Linda Kearns, who really engineered one of the reasons why people had faith in the system, turned out enough, a lot, to vote by mail, which really, really helped. But they're back. The other side doesn't give up. That's fine. Neither does our side to squash this stuff. Linda Kearns will be with us, our featured guest, on the 1 o'clock hour on Monday at the Knack, along with an assortment of others. We may get more given the weather situation. But that moment at noon, high noon, is going to be great because at that moment, Trump, whatever else is going on constitutionally, he is the president at that point. There you go. Let's go to Linda Kearns. Hey, Linda, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. Thanks for having me. And yes, I can't believe, you know, after quite the year that I had as the election law lawyer, that finally all my hard work, I'll see it on Monday when Trump is sworn in.
Boy, I got to see the legal bills that were sent out there because you guys were in court, it seems like 20 hours a day. And here we go again. Look, I don't know about you. You seem to have the same attitude I have. I don't care how many times they try to do this. The law is on our side. The people are on our side. And it's maddening, but we're going to beat them. So Baxter versus Philadelphia, what's that case about and what's happening?
Well, that was a case, if you remember, there was a special election here in Philadelphia, and a couple voters sued and said that their ballots should be counted, even though they weren't dated. And they brought it up to the Commonwealth Court, and the Commonwealth Court said, yes, absolutely count them, even though they're not dated, basically upending all of the precedent we already had in place. And the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, to its credit, stayed that decision for the election in November. The Supreme Court said, look, you know, with an election this close, we can't have chaos and uncertainty, so we're going to stay this decision and all the current rules stay in place. That was a huge win for the RNC so that we knew what the rules were going to be for that election, and we made sure that you had to date ballots. But that didn't mean the case went away. So now the Supreme Court is going to address it basically on the merits. And the question it's going to decide is, do these ballots have to be dated, or does it violate the free and fair election clause of the Pennsylvania Constitution? So the case on the merits is still proceeding.
And Linda, as the way that I see this whole thing, and you know the actual law, I only pretend to be a lawyer and get away with it successfully. Kidding. That the legislature is the one that decides these things. Unless there's something, and I think various courts have said this in so many words, unless there's something that rises to a level of discrimination of some sort, the legislature decides the mechanism. We don't have to go back through the minutiae of their reasonings. This is not an unfair burden. You and I have talked. You have a burden if you want to show up and vote on election day. You physically have to get there. If you want to do it by mail-in ballot, then you have to be careful and do it correctly. That's kind of your burden.
Right, Tom. And by the way, I heard you talking about your one-hit wonder moot court thing you did in law school. And I'm still wondering when you and I are gonna debate.
All right, so Monday. Monday, Dan is going to come up with something here. Ipso facto, Dan.
Well, debate the best wine, maybe?
Okay.
Isn't Linda, aren't you a white wine person or are you a red wine?
No, I'm a red wine person.
How she avoided that, Dan. It would have been can you imagine? You can't defeat. I couldn't do that. A rising national legal talent, really. Linda Kearns is.
Under or over for toilet paper?
And if I defeated her. Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
Tom, please. You're fooling yourself. That would never happen. Let's take you down a couple notches here. Let's get back to reality. And I know we're all excited about the inauguration, and I know, yes. You know, everyone's talking about TikTok and everything, but I'm still concerned about elections because I'm looking forward to the next election. I'm looking forward to 2026 and 2028. And I have said for years and years and years that the RNC has to be forward-looking, and now we are, and this case is an example. You're asking me, well, why are we still attacking the dating? And the reason is they're trying to say that it violates the free and fair election clause. But like you started to say, they're misapplying the free and fair election clause when they say this. The free and fair election clause of our Constitution prohibits arbitrary rules that would disqualify a whole class of citizens,
right?
Or a rule that would prohibit a rule that basically discriminates against a whole group of people based on, say, geography or socioeconomic status, and or it could prohibit a regulation that would make it so difficult to vote as to be a denial of the franchise. And the court has ruled again and again that just asking someone to date a ballot doesn't meet that very high burden. So this is yet another bite at the apple that the left is working on. And I think we as voters, we as Pennsylvanians need to realize that this is still going on. And if you remember, there's another case that was in the Third Circuit in the western side of the state that's being considered up in the Supreme Court now on the materiality provision. So this dating requirement is still getting attacked, and we need to realize this. We need to think about it. And I know we're excited about this inauguration, but we need to think about the election in 2025 that we have, and we're going to be electing municipal officials, state judges. And these are things that we have to remember because we have to get conservatives in all these positions.
And you're right. That's going to be the tell, because I can't tell, is this the moment, the inflection point where people have turned in this last election, some evidence of that, or is it you have something unique with Trump, the secret sauce? The tell will be in 2025, 2026, what people do. Do they turn out and still vote? Are they in this habit? Do they get it? This is the only way to continue this or not. You're exactly right. I know that Whatley's dedicated to this, and you are the point person on this. And Linda, too, I wonder if the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, if some of these people, I know one, I believe, that's up for retention, Johnny Dock's brother, who has shown some pretty good signs to me on Krasner and other things, are they going to look at this through the context? They don't want their name out there on something radical, like saying you don't have to date this.
Right. And there's actually two issues that they agreed to decide. One is, does the free and fair election clause basically say that you don't have to date? But also, if for some reason it does, what about the non-severability clause in the act? If you remember, when this act was passed, there was a lot of debate over it. And the only thing that got the Republicans and the Democrats to agree on it was to say, well, if any part of the act is found unconstitutional or invalid, that means the entire act is invalid. So that's a whole other thing that we're dealing with. That let's just say they do say that the date requirement is invalid. Well, then does that invalidate the entire act? And then we go back to the drawing board. So there's a lot. There's a lot of issue here with these court cases.
We buried the lead there. That would be huge. I think I'd almost like to see it go back to the drawing board. How about you as a legal scholar? What do you think?
So that non-severability clause, that has been, has been talked about. There have been cases on it, and so far it hasn't happened yet. We'll see. Now, the Supreme Court might not get to it, though, if they find that the Free and Fair Elections Clause does not, require that we do it. So we might not even get there. As an election law person, I think that we need a brand new election code. It is a very poorly drafted law, and even some of the amendments I see that our legislators propose, and I know that they mean well, but they're not even addressing all of the issues. There's just so many things that went wrong, and I think the evidence of that was all of the court cases. Like, a law should not have all of these court cases. It shouldn't mean there shouldn't be enough openings that people are running to court.
Let me challenge you on that. I would say no matter what we do, no matter how tight. The other side is wedded to this. Elias and these others, Linda, it doesn't matter. They're going to do this. It's the other side of lawfare. And thank God we have finally stepped up to have people that are equal to push back on this.
Oh, Tom, you're absolutely right. No matter what law is in place, if the left doesn't like it, they're going to challenge it in court. But if the law is drafted appropriately, it will withstand court challenges. As an example, way back, I think it was in 2011, we did pass a voter ID law in Pennsylvania. It's still on the books, but it was invalidated by a lawsuit. So even though it's still on the books, it was found unconstitutional. So if we pass laws that are tight enough, that are well drafted enough to withstand those challenges, we'll be in a much better position. And that's what our legislature is going to have to do if they do get to change our election law, which it's a heavy lift considering the divided legislature we have here in Pennsylvania, and we do not have a Republican governor. And that makes 2026 an even more important election.
Know that you're on it. Come prepared, though. We got to come up with something fun to be debating. Dan's working in the workshop back there. A little bit of that on Monday would go a long way. But thanks for coming back to the NAC. People love what you've done. And you, Linda, were really the Secretary of Defense here that drove this whole thing. You made them believe they could actually vote. And I think you've solidified it each time you're on that people the next time are going to vote by mail, even if they go in person and do it. Maybe they finally have gotten the code. That's the only way to win.
Well, we're working on a project at the RNC with regard to voting, and I'll be on your show after Monday. I want to get through the inauguration to talk about it and recruit more people, because we are not going away. We really are absolutely committed to election integrity under Chairman Whatley.
Thank you, Linda. See you on Monday.
Bye-bye.
All right, Linda Kearns, Dan, I'm sure you'll come up with something here that would be, or you can hit me on Twitter. What would be good? A little spirited debate there. Dan comes in a referee's moment there. All right. I hope that you'll show up. You'll meet people like Linda and a bunch of other people we have stopping by. And we'll have some people on the scene from Washington. But we all share that moment together. That's what it's about at high noon. And the friends that you make, the connection that you make, it is a celebration, I think, much better than 2016. I'm in the business of comparison. That was shocking. This is the popular vote win. Is the thing, look, I know people say, oh, I saw it all along. Oh, come on now. I didn't even think Trump would win all seven swing states. That's shocking. Yeah, some of them were relatively close. Michigan, it's clear the Israel stuff and all played a role there, but I didn't think he'd win Wisconsin. Pennsylvania toward the end, I thought slightly he'd win. He won by more than slightly. North Carolina, I always thought he would win. Georgia, I pretty much always thought he would win. Nevada is a really tough state to win. It is amazing. We'll ever count some of that and look forward. But I'm not on board with holding it inside. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Keith, stay right there. Keith's somebody who's planning on going to the inauguration, but may cancel because of this indoor thing. I just think you got to give the people the outdoor thing. I heard the Williams call. Democrats will be using this. They don't care if it's cold and stop some people from going. They just want to say, see. And we're going to go through the numbers battle again. Who determines the numbers? The National Park Service. Yeah, I want those guys counting. Couldn't even protect Independence Hall. 855-839-1210. You get on board. All right, right now, though, it is time first for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Money gone.
Well, we have another $50 gift card to Ace Hardware. Did you receive an Ace Hardware gift card over the holidays? In celebration of National Use Your Gift Card Day on Saturday, January 18th, treat yourself to a wide selection of high-quality products at your local Ace Hardware. For more information, visit acehardware.com.
Yeah, it's all Henry today.
Yeah, right, yeah, Henry. I was going to say. Anyway, so Dom, today's side question, we're talking about those non-actors that come across on the silver screen and do a really good job. Today we're going to do something similar to that. We're going to do these silver screen actors that made their way into singing. So I'm going to play an original song by a famous actor. I want to know the actor singing this song.
Gotcha.
You have body, you give so warm, you're so survivor.
Sounds like Kmart Dave Matthews.
It's so clear, I love long gone, songs of old.
So, Henry, I think one clue that we could put out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Genre of film that this guy's very well known for?
Yeah, we could do that. I mean, depends on how specific you want to go with the genre here. I mean, it's...
Action?
Action. We'll say action. Yeah, maybe a little fiction worked in there as well.
Yeah.
All right. Hit us with that. Fire away. Ace Hardware, $50 gift card ready to give to you. And it's not in Finnish. You don't have to know Finn today. 855-839-1210. Jump on board. Coming to your calls next on Talk Radio 12.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's the Money Melody.
All right, let's hear a little bit of the cover and tell me who is singing this song.
Sage the world. Sounds like October.
Let's go to Julia in Telford. Julia, who's singing the song?
Well, I have a couple people in mind, but I think it sounds most like Robert Downey Jr.
Wow. That
wow.
is
incredible.
Who was the other person you had in mind?
I was thinking Keanu Reeves.
Oh, okay.
Ah, music, but, yeah. All right, Julia. Enjoy
Congrats,
Ace,
Julia.
Enjoy Ace Hardware. $50 gift card. Great week with that. That goes a long way. 855-839-1210. You get on board. By the way, Dan, from our buddy Joan Cullen, by the way, we have a story developed, and we didn't go with it yet because I'm not even sure I have the right detail on this behind the scene. But I'll say this, Central Buck School District, there's another story out there that we're aware of and trying to ascertain exactly all the nuts and bolts of it before we go forward with it. Thanks to the people that have been in touch with us. It's
very serious allegations.
Yeah, very serious allegations. We want to be clear on this. But why in the world all this in Central Bucks? But Joan tweets out, Dom, a little warning time next time, please. I had just taken a sip of my afternoon coffee when you said maybe some chest hair will make an appearance on Monday. Ooh. Thankfully, I stopped myself from dousing my computer with a spit-take deluge. Sounds like the Knack will be wild on Monday. All right. Well, I'm working on that salmon shirt. Thanks.
So is it you that's going to show the chest hair?
Well, yeah, it might be a little bit. That's always a good thing on a cold day.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I'm working more on the salmon shirt for the ladies that are on the ranch in Oregon. And I have to just get to the right store to get it.
So are you going to wear the gray suit with it?
No, Roe bought me this beautiful new Joseph A. Bank sport coat that Ooh, okay. is very contemporary.
Blue, like a navy?
Yeah.
Nice.
But it's just the threading alone in it. This is a showpiece. So I'll be ready. Are you wearing the green suit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know yet. I got to go make sure it's laundered. Last time I wore it was in an outdoor wedding in laundered. South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Dirt, might be a problem. Yeah. But I need people to hit me on Twitter or tell us somehow, where can I easily go and get a great salmon shirt?
Men's Warehouse.
Men's Warehouse.
K&G.
I think anywhere.
Boscoff's.
Really.
Macy's.
I mean, it'd be easier in the summertime, I'm sure, when they're trying.
I don't see those places having them
now. I guarantee you can get one at JCPenney right now.
JCPenney. Well, okay, JCPenney's always a good spot for me. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Tall clothes at JCPenney.
Yeah. Joseph A. Bank's really my favorite. You know, the haggling negotiator. I'll give you three suits for a price of four and, you know, 855.
Of course you do.
God. Man, it's going to be a big show. And I'm doing two shows on Monday, a national show, too, after Trump signs all those executive orders. But we have people not going. Let's go to Keith in Ridley Park, get his story. He was going to go to the inaugural. All right, Keith, so you decided not worthy to go all the way there, huh?
Yeah, it's a lot of money. It's like $500 for a hotel, and you rent a car, and what are you going to do, stand outside and look at the TV? I mean, it's crazy. So
I agree. Yeah, I think it's a bad move. Now, people are telling me, some sources, security. But, my God, how many inaugurals have we done? We can't provide security for this?
I was at 8 years ago. I was there. I called Rich Scioli from the restaurant when I was down there. And, everybody was complaining, oh, it's blue. But they had the National Guard all everywhere,
right.
Black cars everywhere, black Suburbans everywhere. And they had, a bunch of thugs running around. But it wasn't that bad. And there were a lot of women, children, people. And people didn't even get inside. They were on the outside. I was on the outside because I had too many pepper sprays and everything else because I was worried about the security then. But, I think with the cold, I think it'll eliminate the security problem because the people that, the day-to-day people,
right.
terrorists, Black Lives Matter, whatever, they won't show up when it's cold. They just like it when it's nice and warm out. So,
look, I would agree. Maybe it's going to look better on TV. But to me, seeing that with Obama, the grandeur of that there, looking up at it, that's America. That's it. And again, if you want to make it shorter because of the cold or whatever the thing is, I'd be all on board with that. It's a moment. And you're right, Keith. It is.
It's an event. It's great. It's a great event. All the people around you are all MAGA people.
Right.
MAGA hats. We took over the town. It was great. people in the hotel, yeah, we're like-minded, you know, and you had to make sure you communicated with the right people, you know, so you're going to get your head beat in. But other than that, it was a great event, and I wasn't even on the inside. I walked around the outside and did the parade and stuff. And
Even the parade, they're going to move into part of it or most of it into the Capitol Arena. I think the people in the parade want to be in the parade, and then he would be at the viewing stand.
Yeah, that's crazy too. But they have to stage them all to the outside. You know, they sit there outside on the south side of the mall,
right,
and wait for the parade to start. So yeah, for them it'd be a lot worse. But you know, hey, you know, it's an event. And you know, they're going to use it as a ploy to say there's nobody there. Blah blah blah. Look at the mall's empty. Blah blah blah. You know, and that'll be the storyline for the next 4 years.
Well, wait a minute, Keith. You're onto something here. So the media, if they think they're one-upping the media, because the media will say, because of the cold, fewer people would go. By doing this, they're still going to report on that, and they're not going to say, due to the cold. They're still going to go with, nobody was there. They couldn't break the cold. They didn't go there. That's exactly what they'll do.
They're saying it's 35 degrees, you know, and they'll lie about that, too.
Exactly. Caitlin Collins will be out there like a football player. Dan, I'm sleeveless out of here. Why are these people not here? Maybe these MAGA people are not as tough as they think they are. Maybe they're not involved enough. Jim Acosta, it's not that cold here, I think. You know, I don't think you get away from the media by staying indoors and thinking, well, you know, we were going to be shorter people. Look, when it's going to be pretty cold, you would probably get a few fewer people. But MAGA people, to his point, this time around, people were going. I think it would have been massive. Maybe not the biggest, you know, these crowd sizes. All I can tell you, the only firsthand experience, the Obama crowd, it was history. You know why. Those things evolved. It was enormous. I wasn't there in 2016. I think it was sizable, though. 855-839-1210. I'd have to say, I would bet for a second inauguration, because the second is usually kind of dull, this would have been bigger than almost every other second inauguration, for the obvious reason of the history that's involved here. So doing this, I think, is a mistake. Shouldn't be done this way. Is it security, though? How do we know that? And we can't secure this? We had on Azra Nomani, who wrote a big piece at Fox of the socialist Islamists coming there. Well, it's a good chance to take care of them. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless, all we need you to do is just push #1210.
We have a pleasant finish to the work week with plenty of sunshine today. High temperature back near average of 42. For tonight, not as cold, partly cloudy. Low 32 for the city, cold around the suburbs. And Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance for some afternoon showers with a high 44.
Hi, Dawn Stensland here. You've heard me talk for years about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. I love the work the Chapman family team has done in my home, especially that glass wall of patio doors in my foyer. You know by now, if I needed new windows, doors, siding, stucco remediation, I would only trust the Chapman family team. Until the end of January, get 50% off any standard door installation when you buy a new door. A new front entry door can really change the look of your home. If you have an upcoming wedding or maybe a graduation taking place this year, I take advantage of this fantastic promotion before it's too late. And yes, you have so many choices with the Chapman family team, including Provia. They're going to work with you to pick the perfect door for you. Either visit their showroom in Westchester or they'll come to your home. Call or text 610-431-8898, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Chapman, tell Dawn sent you.
Feel like everything's clouded by doubt? Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Our psychics are available to talk 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
First time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Attention small business owners needing financing.
Swish Funding is providing funds for expansion, inventory, increased overhead, even slow cash flow to small businesses all over America with affordable funding as soon as one business day. And we're ready to help with funding from $10,000 to $2 million. If you've been in business for 1 year or more with a monthly income of at least $25,000, you can get the affordable funding you need with no collateral. Go to swishfunding.com today. That's swishfunding.com.
As a business owner, you wear a lot of hats. One minute you're ordering today's inventory, and the next you're planning tomorrow's expansion. It's complicated, but your business credit card should be simple. With the Signify Business Cash Card by Wells Fargo, you earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases for your business with no caps or categories to track. Signify Business Cash, the deliberately simple business credit card. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/signify. Terms apply.
I received a call one time, and the man said, "You probably won't call me back because I'm just a nobody." I immediately called him back. Nobody's a nobody.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan.
I always wanted to be the lawyer who represented the little guy, the voiceless, the powerless.
I was rear-ended by a car probably doing about 50 or 55 miles an hour. My car caught on fire. I'm a paraplegic, so I couldn't get out of the car. They were struggling to get me out of the vehicle. After the accident, I gave Morgan & Morgan a call, and they understood what I was going through, and they were there to help me each step of the way. It made me feel that I had people behind my back to help me and resolve the case.
I represented him, and we did well, because we get the chance to help people put their lives back together and to go on as best they can after a life-altering day. There's only one you, there's only one Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Rhea here to tell you about the exciting things going on at Lexus of Cherry Hill. The L-certified winter collection sales event is going on now. New year, new ride. Receive special finance rates on L-certified Lexus models now through March 3rd. Over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Lexus of Cherry Hill is family and veteran owned and operated. And a seven-time J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence recipient for the customer sales experience. Visit LexusOfCherryHill.com.
Power Dealer of Excellence. Information, visit jdpower.com/us-doe.
Looking for the confidence to walk away from the 9-to-5? Find out how with Joe Yakovich on The Heart of Your Money, Sundays at 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT from the Piazza Auto Group Studios. Experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. Really damper news here to Capitol Rotunda, and then to have Capitol One be where people are going to mass for the swearing in, the ceremonies, and then the parade apparently is going to go through there too. If it is security, you know, no shame in saying that. I just can't believe we can't do an inauguration. I can't buy into the security thing. I'm really not buying into that.
I can see there being some shame in saying it's security.
Well, yeah, I misspoke. There is. But, well, I mean, I can't buy into that we shouldn't do whatever we have to do it, though. I mean, we have the National Guard there. We have everything there. Who's telling Trump we can't do it? I don't buy it is what I'm saying. I think it's a cult.
Yeah. Yeah, because it does make sense. Like, we should have every resource at our disposal here. But
right. And here's a guy that was shot once and almost shot a second time. He's going to now blanch and say we can't do it. I mean, they have the plexiglass around them, et cetera. All right, let's go to Robert in Ben Salem. Robert, afternoon. Hey, Robert, are you buying it security or cold?
I'm not buying anything right now. And frankly, as long as it comes off the way we want it to come off, I really don't care what the naysayers are saying. They're going to keep doing what they're doing. But we have survived probably the weakest, most divisive, corrupt disaster of a president in our lifetime. We've kept our powder dry. We didn't get crazy. We waited until election to do it the right way. And we paid a lot for that as consumers and taxpayers. And we've had our rights abused by an authoritarian wannabe. And I can't see any reason why somebody who is able to would not want to come out to the NAC and celebrate this victory that we share, especially in Pennsylvania. And not for nothing, Don, but I did call the day before the election and predict a 50.2% popular vote for Trump. It was 50.13%, so I was close enough. But you're right. Very few people saw this coming, and I see it getting bigger if he does a good job. But I don't want to spend a lot of time.
Well, wait a minute, though. But you're buried. I want to take you back to what you said, too. It's not only celebrating the Trump win, yada, 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 but that we forge forward, and we're the ones where our rights were taken away here and almost, if they had one again, God knows what it'd be like. When they always say that about Trump, we survived a guy who's always been mentally challenged in a sense. He's not that smart. That's why maybe it was hard to tell with Biden. We survived this, and there's got to be a way that it doesn't happen again.
I would agree with that, and I think that without thinking about whether you're going to press charges or not, bringing to light that laptop has got to see the light of day, Dom.
Absolutely.
And I think that when people see it, it'll add more votes to the Republicans next time. But there's a lot before that. But I just want to say I can't wait to see you guys there. My answer to the side question, I'm hearing a lot of like people from one field into the movie and basically played themselves or played somebody who does what they do, and it didn't seem like much of a stretch. So I'm going to go with Olivia Newton-John, who played an Australian exchange high school student and went on to get a lot of accolades for her role in Grease.
Yeah, that's a very good one. Absolutely.
You guys have a great weekend, all right? See you Monday.
She pulled that off beautifully. I was all set to do the, and I would have, Dan, the sports films. This is a new wrinkle, though. I always like the sports films when people do a line from, Henry, we have to put his seatbelt on. I'm sure there's four or five magical lines. I'm trying to think all-time sports. Well, I'll tell you who I don't like, Rudy. For some reason, yeah. Glenn Mack now used to talk about that on WIP, and they did, he and Ray, the great sports films, the top 100. Mm-hmm. I forget what they said was one, but they both went, can't stand Rudy, and I can't.
Really?
I know it's based on a true story.
That's not even true.
Yeah, probably. Sort of based on it. Yeah, I just see it as fraudulent. I hate Notre Dame, too. I'll admit that.
I despise Notre Dame, I think it's a great movie.
Rudy, yeah?
Yeah, oh, totally.
I'll reconsider, but...
It's a little far-fetched, for sure.
All right. Charlie and Orwin, though, I won't be biased on this one. The great Wilt Chamberlain, I think, is what he wants to tell us about. All right, Charlie, what film would Wilt?
Great. Wilt Chamberlain played in Conan the Destroyer.
Ah, that's right. He had Conan. He was in Conan with, was what's the name in there?
Arnold, right?
Arnold, yeah. And I remember he had the wig on and the whole thing. Well, how was he in that? I didn't see that role.
Oh, he was very good. He was terrific in that.
All right. Well, thank you, Charlie. I got to say, Dan, are you starstruck? Did anybody ever starstruck you that you just the person... You weren't expecting it to happen to be there. I'm telling you, when I'm sitting in the bullpen, because the host was maybe sick, and Wilt walks out down the hallway, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stern, there's a ton of times that I came across people that gave me that feeling. Well, one being Howard Stern himself, but when I saw Betty White in person.
You've talked about that all the time. I know we all say it's not going to do that, but then when you're right there in the moment, it's like, I wasn't with Trump because I've seen him so much in the Oval Office and all. There are a lot of people around, and he's so entertaining. It wasn't like I'm with Donald Trump. Oh my God! You know, it wasn't that. He's down to earth. He very much that way.
It kind of wears off after a while, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
There's still some people that like Ray Dittinger triggers it in me.
Okay.
It's because I grew up watching and listening to Ray that Tony Bruno too for a little while did it for me.
Very good. How about you, Henry? Anybody?
Well, yeah,
Dom Giordano, the first time you worked for the first time you worked for us,
we get that all
females all the time. You know,
well, I think about Pete because I guess I haven't met as many famous people as you guys have, but. Getting off the elevator here one day and Jordan Mailata is right there. I'm like, oh, I gotta talk to Jordan Mailata for a second. Or like waiting for the elevator, I'm about to walk out there. Who's there? First time I ever met Ray Dittinger.
Okay.
And we talked about the Sixers-Raptors series that happened like 3 years ago.
Amazingly nice guy.
We both agreed the Sixers would lose, and we were wrong. And it was something
Ray
like that.
Ray just has like a luster of respect that just follows him around.
I would agree. Yeah. There's nobody like him. Yeah, absolutely. But he was wrong with Saquon Barkley, and I still hold that against him, and I will. It chipped away at his image with me. He convinced Henry, though. Henry Diehard, Saquon ought to play. Ray comes up with some flawed
thinking. I still think he should.
And Henry turns. I hate Dan. Watch this guy. If the FBI is ever after us, he's going to turn. But Ray Dininger said, they're going down.
If Ray Dininger's on the FBI side, just maybe.
It was an amazing turn. I thought you were going to jump in and kill him with me.
No, he completely soiled Eric Dickerson's reputation. God. So I was like, all right, well, he's got me now.
All right. 855-839-1210. It is the lightning round, and then we'll determine for the week the winner. Is it safety? And I'm not buying that. And again, it should not be put off for that. We ought to go to DEPCOM 1, whatever it is. If we can't have an inaugural because of safety, that's a problem. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, so hit us with that all-time good or bad non-actor who was notable in a role. Bob Uecker is one of the all-timers. That's how we came up with this. And then we'll get the winner of the week. Don't forget, Monday, particularly maybe you change your plans because of this situation that's developed. Join us at the Knack. Nick Kale there starting at 6, and Greg and Dawn, then Dawn Show, then mine with Dan. And we'll have some great guests in person, but it will be the moment to celebrate. And at noon, whether Trump's in the rotunda or wherever he is, he becomes president constitutionally. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that person who was not an actor. Maybe they develop later on into it, somehow or another, a non-actor in a role. That's what we're looking for. Let's go to Gary in Newtown on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Gary, who's your person?
One thing, my wife will not be able to make it on Monday, which means Joe Biden, Lion Joe Biden, might make it.
Ah, we always love it when the wife can't make it there. One last Biden that we have to. Who are you going to work up as the character now after Biden's done?
I don't know, but I think Joe's going to fall off the stage on Monday.
Woof.
All right, be ready for that. All right, Gary, who's your person?
I'm going to go with Bruce Willis. I know he's an actor, but he was an extra on The Verdict in 1981.
Okay, and that's how he got into the fray as an actor.
Absolutely.
All right. It's got to be somebody who was a non-actor. Yeah. Right? That's
everyone had a life before they became an actor.
He had the intentionality of becoming an actor. Right. That's why he was an extra.
All-time insight of Bill Maher. You know, and I've heard him say this many times, these people in Hollywood whose kid gets into the business, they say, Maher said stuff like, well, it just got my foot in the door. And he goes, well, don't you understand? That's pretty much the whole deal. And then your talent is what's going to carry you after that.
Yeah.
Getting your foot in the door is the hardest part. Yeah. Joe in Columbus. Joe with the great hair, we've heard this week. Joe, who's yours?
Dom, Columbus is a real place, I want to tell you.
I know that. I told people. You heard me. It's right off the freeway.
You know, it's crazy. We're actually having a conversation behind the scenes yesterday, Joe, because my in-laws are getting ready to move, and one of the places they're scouting out is that Mount Holly, Columbus region, and I was asking about it, and Dom's like, well, why don't you just ask Joe from Columbus?
There you
and
I'm go. Like, you know he what? Couldn't believe it was a real thing. I told him. Of course it is.
And Dan, I want you to know, Joe from Columbus is a realtor, so if they ever need anybody,
fantastic.
Thank you.
Too.
I didn't know that, Joe.
All right.
Awesome.
There you go. All right. They're done.
And I want to tell you, there's one other thing I want to tell you guys. Nobody characterized Monday better than Bob from Ben Salem. And if you guys can make me some kind of informal promise, I want to meet him on Monday.
Robert of Ben Salem. Robert of Ben Salem. Yeah, you call him Bob.
Robert.
And you're Robert. Yeah.
No, you'll definitely meet him. Yeah, he'll be there.
Please, Joe.
And it's funny, what happens is sometimes these regulars, once they hear each other's voices, they kind of gravitate towards another. There's like a Knights of the Round Table meeting between Robert and Earl and everyone.
Yep, exactly.
So. Yeah. And the excitement of this day, we should nail it down to any one point, but I want to nail it down to my point. When Trump sits at that table and starts signing executive orders.
Exactly.
That's going to be my celebration. My guy was a man-child on the terms of Dick Butkus, on the lines of Dick Butkus. What he did in Blazing Saddles was incredible. He endeared himself to people. and that was Alex Karras.
Yep. A non-actor completely, but a guy who did a lot of TV and everything else ultimately. All right, I think it's time because of the clock here to firm them up. Who did you like today, Henry?
I thought Earl's answer of Arlie Ermey.
Yeah.
Obviously gone from a soldier, and I wasn't exactly the, you know, the drill instructor at first, and then becoming it and becoming such a legendary actor in that role that he got other movies. I thought that was pretty incredible.
Dan?
I think that one that still has a cult following to this day, Andre the Giant as Fezzik in Princess Bride.
I kind of like the drill sergeant. I like the point that we should have maybe said more. Not only was he a non-actor, but once he got in there, they used this guy forever.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a one-off. It wasn't a one-hit wonder. So let's put him into the hat, and let's get ready to get a winner.
Yes, Dom, Monday we asked for a rags-to-riches story. Joe of Exton won with the Black Lives Matter founders. Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, no Joe of Exton today. What the heck's happening?
Yeah, no, because he doesn't call in once he's won.
Oh, that's the thing Joe does. Okay. Is he tries to step aside to give other people chances.
Once
he gets his name in the hat. Tuesday, all-time hair, Kerrison Kintersville, the one with the kangaroo.
Oh, great call.
Called in with Marge Simpson won the day. Wednesday, an all-time great human feat, Pete in South Philly, who was working that day at the Veterans Stadium, told us about the great Walendas walking across that
What
wire.
A voice, Dan. Whoa, that guy, yes.
Thursday, a one-hit wonder, Jaden and Honeybrook, a first-time caller, called in with Carson Wentz and his MVP-caliber season before the injury. And then you just heard it Friday, non-actors acting well. Earl and Tacconi, Arlie Ermey, becoming the drill sergeant that everybody's familiar with. So, Dom, they all go into the hat now. I need my drum roll, please. Here it is. Got a 2 for Tuesday, Kerrison Kintersville with Marge Simpson. Great all-time hair.
Will a kangaroo be making an appearance? I guess not.
I
didn't get
it.
The permission. I wanted that kangaroo there. I had a bear the last time. I hope the bear shows up. This time around. Will there be football throwing? If there's a football. Will I debate Linda Kearns?
Oh,
yes, big time.
How are we going to fit all this into it?
This
three
is
hours.
A jam-packed show. Will
and
there be champagne? Oh, man, maybe champagne. I don't really. I'm going to have to bring some wine. Will there be a salmon-colored shirt?
Hopefully.
This is great producing. This is what Dan
does. You know,
this
is much harder than I expected it to be.
Measuring me for a salmon shirt behind the scenes.
Yeah. One of many things.
I'm shocked I'm wearing a 17 neck size now. I got to work on that. That's almost like a no neck guy.
Bring
size
it down a little
here.
Bit.
Bring it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. What's yours, Henry?
I have no idea.
Okay.
No. Look at me.
All right. So Monday, be there starting with Nick, 6 in the morning, Nick and Dawn and Greg, and then the Dawn Stensland show, and then we'll count down together with Dawn those last 15 minutes or so. Then my show at noon when Trump is president, Linda Kearns and others will be there. The NAC, the Newtown Athletic Center, center of the political universe in Bucks County. And we'll see how it goes with the cold and everything else. Have a great weekend. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Rich C. Always next for 4 big hours. Thanks for listening this week and a bigger week coming up, if that's possible. All that here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.